Secular in Washington, D.C., ISIS on the warpath in Iraq and Syria, and weapons of mass destruction were discovered in Iraq, not today, but years ago.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This is going to be a long-term campaign. There are not quick fixes involved. We're still at the early stages. As with any military effort, there will be days of progress, and there are going to be periods of setback. But our coalition is united behind this long-term effort.
Are we winning?
Well, again, we're talking about a coalition of 60 nations that are working closely with Iraqi security forces and working to build up Syrian opposition fighters. And there is no doubt that we can point to the success in the early days of this strategy.
Are we winning?
I mean, when you say we're talking about a coalition of 60 nations working closely with Iraq to successfully implement, and yes, we are succeeding in this effort.
Make no mistake about it, the form of jihadi extremism that we see with ISIS is not going to be satisfied carving out territory and governing it across the borders of Iraq.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If you're talking about protecting Americans, ISIS is coming across the southern border.
They aren't flying B-1 bombers bombing American cities, but they are
going to be bombing American cities coming across from Mexico.
The president has been very plain that this is not a campaign that requires or even would benefit from American ground troops in combat again. We are there to help build up the Iraqi capacity to sustain their territory.
They want to bring the fight to Europe and the fight to the United States.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Chemical weapons were in Iraq and being used against our soldiers. These are weapons of mass destruction and Iraqi soldiers going back as far as 2004. And you remember President Bush was long mocked for the idea that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Well, the New York Times has no problem, of course, putting that out now in 2014 with a list of the areas controlled by the Islamic State and a graphic of where the chemical weapons were either found or used against U.S. or coalition forces during the Iraq war. So, again, that is breaking news to an extent. Also, there's evidence that ISIS may have used some of those stockpiles of chemical weapons left over in Iraq against Kurds. And there's some disturbing imagery out at places like Fox News that are citing the evidence, potential evidence of chemical weapons. And so, of course, that is big news. The idea that this coalition... there was a big meeting outside Washington, D.C. yesterday with over 60 countries, their military chiefs of staff. Turkey did not send their highest-ranking military official, unlike most of the other countries present. And still to this date, they are contradicting White House claims that there's been authorization to use any of their air bases for airstrikes on ISIS in Syria or to train potential, quote, moderate rebels to fight ISIS in Syria and Iraq. My dad is joining us now. He's been busy as the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore hit bookstores yesterday. And, Dad, a lot of revelations coming out about the kind of threat we're facing, the kind of weapons that can be falling into the hands of ISIS, and even going back to the days of George W. Bush.
Well, that's not a shock. I mean, of course, now the media is reporting it, but I think the biggest news here, and I know we're going to a break, I'm in New York. I've made the rounds at our friends at Fox News. The fact is, ISIS is not only on the march. Our borders are porous. We've got ISIS agents here. There's no doubt about it. And I think the situation with Turkey, we'll talk about it after the break, is unbelievably out of control. So all of that's going on. But I've got great news. I was at the Barnes & Noble here in Manhattan, Jordan. They were down to like six or seven copies of the book. It's selling very, very quickly. So we want to thank everybody, but encourage everybody, go out to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and buy the book to get it on that New York Times bestseller list.
Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore in bookstores and wherever books are sold. Go and get your copy today. Folks, if you have gotten your copy, let us know. Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110.
ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize, time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Awaken fear, just to think how far some people will descend. And what is now has been before, over and over it's been ignored. It is a hard.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore, in bookstores everywhere. It came out yesterday. Many of you should have received, if you had ordered, pre-ordered from Amazon, you should have received or are about to receive the copy of your paperback, Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. And Dad, we're getting the reports from a lot of people that they're going to their bookstores and there may not be many copies left already.
Yeah, that's right. Let me first, a couple of things here. One is a huge thank you to our ACLJ friends and members, listeners of this broadcast, for pre-ordering. We had a very successful pre-launch to the book, which was great because we're really getting a leadership role in the whole ISIS conflict. So our position is getting out there and is actually being well received from right, left, and center. I think people really understand the position we're advocating, which is based on reason. Military, national security, legal issues. We've got it all in the book. We tie in the Hamas aspect of it. So that's number one, and I'm really encouraged. It's something to be encouraged about. Number two, I have a favor to ask, and that is, and George said, it's in bookstores everywhere right now, also Walmarts, Targets, Sam's Club, across the country. I'm going to encourage everybody that's listening to the broadcast today to go out and buy it, and buy a couple for your friends as well. It's a book we want to get out, but again, making the paperback New York Times bestsellers list would give it even more attention than it already has. You can, of course, also order it on Amazon.com, and now it'll be shipped the same day. So you can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, I'm sure Walmart.com or Target.com, or just go over to the bookstores or the store in your area that carries books where you get your books and buy copies for you and your friends. I would love to be in a position where this book is sold out in a matter of a week or so or even less. I will tell you this. My sister went to her, I think it was a Walmart store yesterday in the Atlanta metro area, and she said there were three copies there. She got one, but then two other people came in and got theirs, and they were gone. I was in the Barnes & Noble in Manhattan today. I think they were down to six or seven copies. That's all they had left. So people are buying it. They're reading it. They're studying it. This is the issue of our times. This could be the 30-year war. We need to know who we're fighting. This is a war against radical Islam. There's no way to say it any other way than that. And we've laid out a coherent case on what our actions should be and how we should deal with it. But again, I encourage you to either go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever books are sold, Walmart, Target. Buy multiple copies, get it to your friends. We think it's that important, and I encourage you to do that. I want to thank you for those that already have.
folks, so we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Do you have a copy of The Rise of ISIS, Threat We Can't Ignore? And if you purchased a bookstore yesterday, I would love to hear about that experience. And Lorraine is actually calling in from Arkansas on line one. If you want to talk to us on air like Lorraine is about to, call us 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Lorraine, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Hey, Lorraine.
I was just saying that I was in Walmart yesterday, and I bought four copies, all of them that they had, and I'm handing them out to my friends and family.
Well, Lorraine, first of all, thank you so much. And did they have many left, or was that pretty much it?
Pardon?
Were there any other copies left, or was that pretty much it?
No, I took them, all four of them.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you sending them to your friends. I know David French is in the studio with us as well. You know, David, there's an interesting thing here, and that is we tied in the whole Hamas aspect of this because of the tactics, desire, and goals are the same. And a lot of people say, well, why would you have a book about ISIS and then have in there a discussion about Hamas? But the fact of the matter is you fought in Iraq. You know it's the same enemy. They are cousins, same tactic, same desire, same potential lethality, ISIS more right now. But if you put those two armies together, so to speak, you're looking at 70,000 troops, and nobody's talking about that but us.
Well, you know, that's right. I mean, Hamas shows the blueprint that ISIS is striving for over the short term. Hamas took territory in Gaza, held it, has created a quasi form of government, and then is using that territory that it holds to constantly launch terrorist attacks. Now, what's ISIS doing? It's trying to take territory, hold it, form some form of jihadist government, and then use that territory that it holds to launch constant terrorist and other forms of attacks. I mean, they're entities following the same playbook here, the exact same playbook. And the only advantage that Israel has is the Israel Defense Force, whereas the Iraq's Christians have been defenseless in the face of ISIS.
And the Kurds, you know, and no one's talking about this either. And folks, this is, believe me, something we've been working, studying on, and doing with our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy at Oxford University. And that is the Turks here. And I know Jordan's going to get into this. Turkey, not only are they sending mixed signals, they attacked Kurds yesterday. They said, well, they were the bad Kurds. This is Turkey, a, quote, NATO member. Shows you the duplicity of that and the fact that Turkey has now gone the realm of Islamists. They are an Islamist government. I'm not going to say it's a jihadist government yet, but it is an Islamist government, no doubt. And the ramifications for the rest of the region, including Israel, are significant. But folks, in the book, we have put in both Hamas and Israel and the whole situation with ISIS in one report. So when you read the book, you're going to get the whole report. Let me say something else, Jordan, and then I'll let you get back to we'll take some more calls and have some more conversation. I'm worried. I've been in New York here for a day and a half, making the rounds of our friends at Fox News. But I will tell you, this border situation between the Ebola situation and the concern of jihadists crossing in the borders, we've got to shut these borders down, folks. I mean, we've got a petition up right now. Jordan will let you know how you can get engaged in that. But if there's any two actions you need to take right now today, it is signing this petition on the borders and buying the book, getting your hands on, and for friends of yours, as Lorraine did, with getting four copies and getting it to her friends. That makes a big impact because we're able to reach a lot of people that way, and we're going to have the truth on who the president wants to ignore it, but we're given the reality check to what's going on here, and it's great that we're hearing from so many people.
Folks, to sign the petition, you call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Sign that petition online. Very important that you do so, folks. This is a statement. I think it's a time that it needs to be made. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We can go right back to the phones now. Let's go to Jack in Kentucky online too. Jack, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jay. I'm just so amazed that this truth of the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is coming out. So filled with mixed emotions. I've shared this with my family that the major medias were lying about not finding the weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, a lot of things that went on in Iraq, we were told that this is classified information and we weren't supposed to speak about it. And you know what? I am just so thrilled.
Well, let me ask David French this, to kind of follow up on that, because David served in Iraq. David, are you surprised at all about this?
No, I'm surprised it hasn't come out earlier, to be honest. I mean, those of us who were there have known a lot about this for a very long time. I mean, that's basically what I can say about it at this point, that a lot of us have known this for a very long time.
And Jordan, politically, didn't come out when President Bush was president. What is your sense on how all that, and why did it get leaked now, and what are the political ramifications of this?
Well, listen, I think that some of it is, you always have to question, I think, the New York Times leaks and the Times that, you know, this all starts coming out. There is one, on the one hand, people have said, you know, is this really so shocking that the idea that there were chemical weapons and weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, I mean, there was so much intelligence that said there were, it didn't make a lot of sense when they went into Iraq and it wasn't there. But again, this was not reporting back just to 2008. This goes back to as far back as 2004. The war started in 2003. So this was into the war. We have U.S. troops and veterans in the United States who suffered from the chemical weapons attacks, who are still facing medical issues because of that, because of mustard gas. And now we've got this in the hands of ISIS. So you're talking about timing? I think that's why. ISIS, the same time this comes out, we're now getting images of what looks like a chemical attack by the Islamic State on Kurds. And so if that's the case, that they are using weapons of mass destruction from the Saddam Hussein days to now attack those who we are hoping will help us fight back ISIS on the ground, I think that that's why that this is all coming out simultaneously.
Well, folks, this is, again, the reason why it's really important to be educated on this. And, again, a huge thank you to so many of our members that have stood up and have purchased the book and continue to do so. But what Lorraine said did was so important. She had she went there and got the four remaining copies of the book and distributed to friends of hers. I encourage you to do that. Today would be great, between today and tomorrow, to go out and buy the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Get multiple copies. You can certainly get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or visit your bookstore, Walmart, Target. They all have it. We encourage you to get it.
Folks, you can also, again, you can purchase the book Rise of ISIS online if you're not don't have a bookstore nearby, and you think that's an easier way, and it will should deliver, you know, very quickly. In some places, same day delivery from places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So check that out. Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. You can also sign the petition online or by phone. Online, it's aclj.org. By phone, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our poorest border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize. Time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
The military campaign against ISIS now has its name. Its top secret name has been released, Inherent Resolve. That's the name of the military campaign against Islamic State for the U.S. and the allies. The allies, which is a tenuous term. I mean, there have been a lot of reports. You know, we're not citing here conservative media. We're talking New York Times, Foreign Policy Magazine, you know, places like that, that are questioning the whether or not this coalition that President Obama and the White House are talking about is for real, how committed they are to this, and, of course, the strategy behind this as the Islamic State continues to move forward. They continue to succeed on the battlefield. They may be slowed down a bit, but it doesn't look like they're anywhere close for being destroyed. And should this be a decades-long war? You know, this is a question I want to ask everyone joining us now on the broadcast today, and we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. But, Dad, you know, that has been a question. As we've promoted the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, it's now in bookstores everywhere. People can go and purchase a copy today, and some have already called in and told us they have. But the idea that this has got to be a decades-long war. And I always try to say, you know, there's a war against radical Islam, and that could be a lifetime war for all of us. But the war against ISIS specifically should not be decades long.
It should not be. The president is already saying it's going to take years. But in reality, America has the military might, and so do our allies, to end it much quicker than that. And if you look at the map, I'm sitting in New York right now. While we're discussing, I'm, of course, monitoring television as we do when we're on air live. And they're just showing a map of all the places that ISIS has under control. And it's a state. I mean, it's a large territory. And the concern, of course, is when you look at just the sheer size of what they have taken over and they're continuing to be on the march, we have to know how to defeat them. The military can do that. I mean, I'm going to ask David that question in a minute. What is the problem here? The generals are starting to speak out publicly, saying that this approach, if they take Mosul, we've got to have boots on the ground. They're saying this despite the president's protests to the contrary. I said on Brian Kilmeade's radio broadcast this morning on Fox News that we have a reluctant commander-in-chief, and I think that's what we have here, a reluctant commander-in-chief. What we have to do is be really educated on this issue, folks. We've got to really understand it. Sure, sign the petition. Make sure our borders are knocked down, our lockdown, so we don't have people coming here with ill intent. That's easy. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255, either one, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. But also, it's really critical that you get educated on this. And again, a huge thank you. That call from Laureen earlier today really helps us understand. And when I was out at the bookstore this morning and seeing that there were just a few copies left, that's just great. But folks, go out and get those copies or order them from Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or your bookstore. Go and get them. Get them out to your friends. I think they were on sale at Barnes & Noble for $8 or $9. You can get multiple copies and distribute it. That's the key, that we can control and determine the scope of this and build the resolve in that's necessary. But, David, the generals are starting to disagree. So when we wrote the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, we knew some of this was going to be a problem. But we've laid out all the military tactics, all the international law of war issues that come up with Hamas and Hezbollah and ISIS and all these groups, and laid out the case. But the generals are starting to publicly disagree with the president. They know this is a problem.
Oh, you know, absolutely they do. And Politico was reporting all the way back late last year that President Obama views his generals as people who need to be seen and not heard. Well, he's obviously not listening to them right now. Look, we have recent history to remind us what the United States military can do. In 05 and 06, Iraq was in worse shape than it is now. I mean, it was a multi-front war. There were Sunni jihadists, there were Shiite jihadists. The whole place was coming apart. Casualty rates were higher than they are now. And we went in, and in the span of about 18 to 24 months with the surge, obliterated al-Qaeda in Iraq to the point where it was no longer a factor, had to flee largely across the borders, where unfortunately, because President Obama pulled out all of our troops, it was allowed to rest, rearm, refit, get new combat experience in Syria, and come back across the border.
You know, and the other problem here is this, and I don't want to forget this for a moment. The Christians in Syria and Iraq, the suffering that your brothers, our brothers and sisters, are going through there is unbelievable. The threat that Jews are under in Israel with Hamas has always been significant. What's going on in Iraq and Syria against Christians is also unbelievable. Understand what they're doing here. This is an attempt to annihilate the Jewish and Christian communities in the Middle East. I want to say it again, so if I get quoted, I want to say it clear. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, same goal. Eliminate the Christian and Jewish communities from the Middle East. That's why they behead, that's why they crucify, that's why they send in random bombs and missiles into civilian areas. That is what they want to do. And we share this in the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. And again, I want to thank everybody that's already bought it. For those of you that haven't, get multiple copies. For those of you that have bought it already, get some for your friends. Really important you do that.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Kathy calling in from Washington State on line one. Kathy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Kathy.
Blessings on you, each and every one of you at AACLJ for what you do. Went to Barnes & Noble. I'm from Seattle, Washington. It was in the suburb. Went yesterday. Went to the information counter. They looked it up. Boy, I never heard of that, you know, this one. And so she's looking it up. It's in. So she took me to it's a new release. And so she took me to about four sections of the new releases. It wasn't there. Finally, she said, well, I walked all over the store, you know, and finally in the current events, it was there.
Yes.
The Rise of ISIS, which I was very happy. And then I bring it up to the counter, and people are watching me, and the lady at the counter says, oh, my gosh, you're getting that, you know, that book. She says, everyone should be informed about this. So the people behind me heard it, and they were, so I just wanted to say, I'm going to be on a little trip, and I'm going to read it. And I'm going to get it out there, Jay and Logan and all
of
you.
Listen, I really appreciate it. And by the way, I had exactly the same when I was driving to the airport. I stopped in the Barnes & Noble, went to the new – they said it's in the new release section, went there. It wasn't there. It took me to two other places, one there. It wasn't the current affairs. Then they moved it to the front section. But I will say in the Barnes & Nobles in Manhattan was both in current affairs and in front. So some folks, that's a good call because some of you are going to need to ask for it. But just by the way they post the books. Nothing hostile. It's just it is a current affair book. It's also a new release. So, but go in there and ask for it. Same thing at Walmart or Target, wherever you get your books. And, of course, Amazon.com, you can get it there very easily as well.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls. Remember, we've got a second half hour of the broadcast. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. It's in bookstores today. And again, do what so many callers said. Go to the counter, request the book. They will take you to right where it is. They'll find it for you in some places right up front. In others, you know, every bookstore is a little bit different. Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Get your copy today. Get a copy for your friends and family. And also, let me encourage you right now, folks, to sign our new petition to protect the borders from this threat of terrorism. We have a porous border these terrorists are looking to exploit. Call now and add your name to that petition. The toll-free number to call is 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and get information about that petition. Remember, we have a newly designed website up at aclj.org, so you got to check that out if you haven't yet. And call now, 877-989-2255.
We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, give us a call. We want to talk to you. We've also got a brand new petition up about, you know, the time to secure our borders is now, with terrorists who are threatening to come over the border, with terrorists we know want to exploit our poorest border, and those are the ones who don't have U.S. or European passports. And folks, again, that's a whole different threat, this idea of how many people are in the U.S. right now who have fought for ISIS and have come back to the U.S. How many are going in and out? We've seen the number of over 100 are fighting in Iraq and Syria, or have fought in Iraq and Syria. We know in the U.K. that's over 1,000. And so the idea here, again, that they are, it's pretty easy to travel on a U.S. passport, even when you go to questionable places. But certainly now, it wouldn't be too difficult to profile the age group and the key characteristics of those who may have Syria right now, or places like Turkey, where people are going into Syria pretty easily and have been going pretty easily to join up with the Islamic State. We're going to continue to take your phone calls now. We talked about the news with the weapons of mass destruction. We're not just discovered in Iraq. They've been there since they were discovered in 2004. There are questions about why that has been held so closely and why this information was not public earlier. And so the whole idea that the we were lied to doesn't, or you know, the idea that it was a war for oil really puts things back into question now. You put things in perspective now. Well, ISIS, the same day, has got reports of them using chemical weapons against the Kurds. And there are images of this you can see. It looks like mustard gas was used. I want to go right to the phones. John's calling in from Iowa with a question about the book on line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, John.
Yeah. I'm here.
You're on the air.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yep.
I buy this book and read it. What good's it going to do me?
Well, I think, you know, for one, we don't look at things as a normal perspective, John. So I think that, you know, it's not just facts. It's not just a lot of statistics and information. We certainly have that in there, so you're fully educated. But what one thing we do differently than you're going to see from most authors is break down the legal arguments. So I'm fairly certain, John, unless you're an expert on the law of war and armed conflict, and also our treaties that we have at the United Nations about how we defend ourselves both militarily and legally. So what is the justification for a war, and how you carry out airstrikes against a group like the Islamic State, and how you target groups like the Islamic State who fold back into civilian society? This is important stuff, and I'll go to David French. And David, that's key to our book, is the idea of setting out the legal argument, as well as, of course, the ideological and looking at all the different aspects. But the legal part makes our book very unique from what other there's not much out there about ISIS anyways. But it makes our stuff unique from others.
Oh, absolutely. Not only is it unique in the content, the fact that you're going to read it and understand the threat is really important to our democracy. I would argue that one of the reasons why elections have turned out the way they have in recent years is because not enough Americans have understood the threats that we face. And so reading this book and sharing it with your neighbors is going to go a long way towards getting rid of that ignorance that can be so deadly and can put the wrong people in charge.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to give us a call, we've got some lines open. The book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. It's in bookstores everywhere. Get a copy today. And if there's a couple extras lying around, get those for your friends and family at the bookstore. We've also got a brand new petition up on securing our borders. To join that petition, you can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll be back. You want to talk to us on air? 1-800-684-3110.
Bye. ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize. Time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We've got a tornado warning here in Washington, D.C., so I'm glad David French, who is joining us now, also is in our studios in Tennessee. So if anything happens with us here, we're in the basement of ACLJ. That's where our studio is, so we're about as safe as we can be, both me and Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. But if there's any technical glitches the next few minutes, it's only the watch is only until, or warning is only until 1 p.m. So for those, I know we got people listening in the D.C. area that may be going in and out because of warnings that are going out over the airways. We will get to your phone calls right away at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Than Bennett, our Government Affairs Director. And Than, this is becoming an issue. Certainly, it's really not so much here in Washington in Congress because everybody's out on the campaign trail, but on the campaign trail, the idea of how do we deal with this threat appropriately? And we've seen a lot of members of Congress talk about the idea that, and listen, polling-wise, this looks somewhat unpopular, but the idea that you don't take the option of boots on the ground off the table when you're dealing with a group like ISIS, they're not taking anything off the table.
Yeah, absolutely. I've talked with a lot of congressional offices today and yesterday, Jordan, and one of the frustrations that they have is just getting the administration to acknowledge the facts on the ground and to actually deal with them. They're so wed to their narrative, which, of course, has caused them to pick the wrong horse every time, that they just won't look at the facts. I mean, I talked to one office today who has been particularly concerned about this border issue, and he asked Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, what he was going to do about the 150,000 to 170,000 people who crossed that southern border who, quote Jordan, got away. There was no answer from the Department of Homeland Security. They are so wed to their narrative that they are not willing to adjust to facts on the ground. So you talk about the role that Congress can play. There is a frustration level there that is palpable, and it gets more so as you get closer to that southern border.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Brian in Texas online, too. Brian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello?
Hey, Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, I just had a question about what you guys think of them sending our troops over to Africa that have signed up to fight and die for our country to die over in Africa to fight to hopefully stop the spread of Ebola.
Well, I think that you have to look at it. It's not necessarily a military conflict they're going into. They're going into secure areas, and we have a large military, so that we can't, you know, I cannot take the administration saying we can't do Ebola and ISIS at the same time with our ground troops. I mean, you're true in the sense, Brian, that, I mean, it's a dangerous situation that they're going into, and obviously there's been some questions about how well this is even being handled right here in the United States and how prepared hospitals are. There, people are trying to talk about this as a budget issue. We're actually going to play. My dad was on with Sean Hannity last night debating this issue on Ebola. So, Brian, stay tuned. In case you missed that last night, I want you to take a listen to that. We'll be playing some of that from Fox News coming up next on our broadcast. But let me go to David Fritsch, because, David, this idea, you know, I'm not sure that we want to – our troops are engaged in lots of different missions all around the world. That's a great thing about the United States and with the presence our military can have. And certainly we could do more for our soldiers and more for our troops, that they're better treated and better funded, especially when they're going into battle or tough situations like the situation with Ebola, but I'm not sure that it's inappropriate use of our troops.
I mean, look, our soldiers go where they are ordered to go by their commander-in-chief and do the best job that they can do. But, you know, look, here's what I find curious. The president is willing to send our troops into Africa for a mission they're not trained for, and I can assure you that your average American soldier is not trained in how to deal with Ebola, and is completely reluctant and or unwilling to send them to do the mission they are trained for, which is to fight our enemies and destroy our enemies in close combat, as the soldier's creed says. So, you know, look, we've got a highly politicized, as Jay says, reluctant commander-in-chief who's apparently willing to deploy troops for missions they're not trained for and refrain from deploying for political reasons troops for missions that they are trained for.
Folks, I will continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. When it comes to Ebola, again, we're gonna get into that in the next segment of the broadcast, so you don't want to miss that. Let me go back to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Oregon on line 3. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, I just have a general question. How do you actually get stuff moved then, as far as with Obama doing stuff, because he's not going to change his strategy on the war. He doesn't want to do anything with the borders. How do you get that stuff implemented, I guess, to be done?
Oh, so how do we get? Well, I think we have to have a change in Congress. So let me go to Than Bennett. Than, that's one thing we can do. We can't give up on the next 2 years, and certainly it looks like voters aren't either. That they are going to be showing up to possibly beat back against some of President Obama's top allies in the U.S. Senate, and maybe change the leadership. Now, we're still a few weeks out. It's still up in the air. The election could go either way, and there'll be lots of things coming in the next few weeks that will catch people off guard. But ultimately, there is a way to put more pressure on this president. And we've only seen, really, the pressures only come from, one, the American people themselves when they've spoken out, or two, the House of Representatives. But the other branch of Congress has been very much on the Obama team.
Yeah, it's what makes this time frame in our democracy so important, Jordan, because we are leading up to these elections. There are Republicans and Democrats that are both running. And frankly, Jordan, they're all trying to run away from the president's agenda. Now, the job of the common voter, the common person that's going and hearing these candidates in the spectrum, is to understand not only their position, but how hard are they going to push back? And I'll just give you one example. A couple of cycles ago, you had Joe Manchin running in West Virginia, and he promised to oppose President Obama on Obamacare. He got here, and he fell right in line with President Obama's passage of Obamacare and implementation of Obamacare. So you've got to be very discerning in understanding where these candidates stand and then how hard they're going to work either with or against the president when they come here. But Jordan, you're right. Those elections come around every 2 years. Even when the president is not on the ballot, his agenda is on the ballot, and you can either support it or oppose it based on who you support.
Folks, we are going to take your phone calls and continue to do that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. The book is out now. It came out yesterday. It's in stores everywhere. You can still order to get your copy of the paperback online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble and lots of other places. And if you just do a search on your search engine for Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore by Jay Sekulow and our Law of War team. Back to the phones we go. Donnie in Colorado online for Donnie. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm traveling a long road and I'm listening to your broadcast, and I agree with you. We need to get all of us educated on this information. I've been studying it for years and seeing what's going on myself personally. But what I want to know is, when we get this information in our hands, And I understand that we're voters and we need to vote, but what can we do? What can we do to make an immediate impact on what this information that you're giving us and put it into play right away?
Well, you got important races going up right now in Colorado, so you can get active that way through your congressional races and make sure that you're voting for the candidates who you think are going to support the right strategies. We're 3 weeks away from the election. We don't tell you who to vote for on this broadcast, but we also know you're very informed. And so all of you, like you, Donnie, you could take this book, take this information. I mean, you've got, again, important races going on all over the country right now. Right in your home state, Donnie, is one of those. So that's a great way to make your impact known quickly. And I think that that should also be clear. People right away, and not everybody, but most everyone has got some races that are very important, and everyone's got house races.
Yeah, you talk about implementing the right strategies based on this book, Jordan, and a perfect example is the petition we are working on right now. I would encourage the caller to actually go to the candidates they're running and ask them if they know that 280,000 people who illegally crossed that southern border last year were from countries other than Mexico. How many of those were terrorists, Jordan? There's no chance that there were zero terrorists out of 280,000 people that illegally crossed that southern border last year, and we already talked about how many got away. So go to those candidates with the information that you get in this book and ask what they are doing to keep those people from entering our country.
Absolutely. Folks, again, if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to get into the Ebola issue in the next segment of the broadcast. I know this has been an issue that, you know, it's been dominating the news cycle along with ISIS. We're going to get into that as well when we come back from the break. Before we go into the break, let me encourage you, and we'll keep doing this throughout the week, to go and purchase Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. It is in bookstores everywhere now. You can go and get your copy of the paperback right now. So you can go to a Barnes & Noble or another bookstore. Walmart is carrying them, and you can get your copy of Rise of ISIS. And let us know also, you maybe give us a call tomorrow on the broadcast if you're sold out or you weren't able to get it too. You know, that's important to know. And if you can't get it at the store for some reason, we've had some callers say they purchased all the copies that were there. You can still order, you know, through places like, you can get the paperback through places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Make sure to get a copy of this book for yourself and your friends and family as well. It's a great way to get educated on the threat of ISIS, the legal issues, all the things. If you listen to this broadcast, that you're going to be very interested in, that we don't have the time on a radio show to walk through everything. So get the copy of your book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, and sign our new petition to shut down the border, to make sure we protect our border, do everything we can to keep terrorists out. We've got an extremely porous border right now, folks, and we know the terrorists want to exploit that. Call now and add your name to that new petition. It's a toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize, time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, in just a minute, I'm going to play for you an interview that Jay did with Sean Hannity on his TV broadcast last night. He was on with Juan Williams, talking about both the emerging Ebola crisis as well as, of course, the ISIS situation in Iraq and Syria. But, folks, as we have continued to talk about this porous border situation and whether or not all of the mechanisms are in place to adequately secure our border, we have heard from this administration a bunch of semantic games, folks. They have disputed the specifics from Congressman Duncan Hunter and others. They have said that there is no proof that ISIS fighters are crossing the border. Folks, I just want to sort of set the stage for you. I mean, ISIS has said they are coming. They told us that they would see us on our soil. Along with that, we know that the border is porous. We know that hundreds of thousands of people, including among them terrorists, are crossing the border each and every year. And I would just suggest to this administration that if we are going to wait for proof, if we are going to wait for hard evidence that terrorists are entering our country through that porous border, that proof is going to come in the form of an attack, and it is going to cost Americans' lives. That is something that we cannot stand for. That's why we're asking you to sign this petition at 877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Folks, also, Jay last night talking with Sean Hannity about his new book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. If you don't yet have your copy, you can get one online at riseofisis.com. Let's go ahead and take a listen to this interview again. It's Jay on with Sean Hannity and Juan Williams from last night.
So with this latest shot and the 2014 campaign and the ad wars, are they going to help Democrats on November the 4th in 3 weeks? Here with Reaction, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Cannot Ignore, Jay Sekulow, and Fox News political analyst Juan Williams. Juan, I had Erica Payne on the program last night, and I tried to get her to answer a simple question. Watch this. Do you think $18 trillion in debt and $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities, do you think that's fair to push on to our children?
I think that we want to make sure that our spending priorities are the right priorities.
Do you think that's fair
and Republican
for our children? Do you think we should
NIH
have? Do you
and
think
CDC
do you
have
think,
harmed our ability to deal with the
do
Ebola virus?
Do you think that we should have a balanced budget?
Not necessarily.
Will you support a travel ban from these Ebola ravaged countries? A, and would you support securing our border so that people can't come in here without coming in legally? Do you support those
Sean,
two things?
I
do
think
you
it is
support those two things?
That the strongest, richest country in the world
two
has to institute
okay.
a
You're not
border
answer.
Control situation.
You're not
Are you
answer.
Kidding me? Of course, I don't think we should do
All
that.
Right. All right, Juan. I did a little fact checking. I went back and looked at Obama's original budget plan for fiscal year 2012, and it cut funding for CDC health, public health emergency preparedness program by $72 million, and the Republicans actually restored some of that money.
Get out of town. You know,
Get
I
out
love
of town.
Sean
I'm
Hannity,
telling you the truth.
You have been a big supporter of sequestration and budget cuts in the cause
yeah,
of conservative efforts to cut the
balanced
size
budget.
Of American government.
That's
now,
right.
cuts have consequences, and you don't
okay.
want to take responsibility
let me educate you again, because you're not paying close attention. Let me help you.
I am. I've been
I'm
with you. I know your positions,
Barack
and you
Obama,
are changing and doing an about-face
Barack
here.
Obama, his original budget plan for fiscal year 2012 was to cut funding for the CDC's Public Health Emergency
Sean,
Preparedness Program
Sean,
by
you are distorting
by
the
$72
numbers
million.
CDC
I'm not,
has
I'm not
been
distorting
on a 10
anything.
Yes, you are. It's
How
been
much
a 10-year slide in cuts pushed by Republicans
no.
in the name of austerity, and they've done this in such
right,
a way
go to Jay
that
Sekulow.
Not only NIH,
yeah.
but CDC have had their budgets cuts,
right,
and Francis
Jay,
Collins,
hang on,
head
hang
of
on.
NIH, has said,
let
we
me get Jay in here.
For Ebola.
Here we are 3 weeks out of
yep.
the election. Democrats are desperate.
Yep.
Wendy Davis
oh.
comes out with this vicious ad. In past years, Al Gore said, before a predominantly black audience, Republicans don't want to count you in the census. Hillary Clinton changes her voice. It's like my father has killed all all over again, the James Byrd ad. If you elect Republicans, a 1998 ad, black churches will burn.
Right.
Hate, war on women, war on old people, war on children. This seems like the old pattern.
It is the old pattern because it's a sign of desperation. The Greg Abbott ad was so despicable. I cannot believe that the Democratic Party has not come out and condemned that ad as despicable, because that's the only thing it is. But yet they used it for, they look at the politics, and in their view, it somehow is going to motivate their base. They're doing the same thing with the cut, cut, cut ad you just showed. What people fail to realize, and Juan knows this, $6.9 billion is what the CDC budget is. And by the way, it was increased, Juan, $563 million this year. So, you know, this idea that government doesn't have enough money to handle this is ridiculous. You know what the problem is?
The guy
that heads up the CDC gets on the air and scares the entire country with good reason, but he is the worst public relations agent the CDC could have. Why? Because it's complete confusion and meltdown politically.
Juan, I want you to respond directly to what Jay said here, that the budget went up $563 million this year alone.
Sean,
that's correct.
Jay said this year.
The
crisis is right now.
The crisis is going on now.
It's a 10-year slide.
Wait a minute. Whoa, I've got to correct you. The NIH budget under Bush doubled in the time he was president. In 10 years, when the Republicans had control of Congress. Yes, it doubled.
NIH and CDC both have seen their actual spending, their ability to purchase, to do research, cut. You may be talking about some overall number that is not relevant to this discussion.
One, does anybody really believe that $6.9 billion with the $567 million increase this year and the crisis that we're engaged in right now? And look, I'm concerned about that nurse. I really am.
Everybody
and I think that the idea that we're not closing down access points to the country, it's the same thing. Why are we not, why are we allowing people that go to Syria and come back, and why are we saying they don't get to, they have a passport, they get to do
it? You raise a good point. Juan Williams, will you support a travel ban, and do you believe that between Ebola and ISIS that it's time to secure Americans' borders? Real quick.
Does this mean you guys have given up on the budget argument? In other words, the Democrats have been telling the truth about the cuts.
We already won that. We moved on.
All right, so
you lost.
I'll take that one. Thank you, gentlemen. But as far as this,
judge, jury, and executioner,
go ahead.
You know what? It's like a panic. You know, you guys are reacting. I understand.
I asked you a question.
I don't want anybody sick near me who has the flu. But I got to tell you, that doesn't make sense.
I asked you a question.
No, I don't. Told you I didn't because it doesn't make sense. It would make the situation in West Africa worse and put us and as Americans at greater risk.
I mean, you got.
No, he doesn't support that either.
No, secure the borders either. Even with the ISIS threat, even with the terrorism threat coming out of the Middle East, don't secure the borders on the with Mexico. Don't do that. You think that's a mistake?
Jay, you're exactly right. You and Sean think the borders aren't secure. So if there's a worse problem in West Africa. And there are people who are going to push their way out of there because they're human beings escaping a panic.
I gotta go.
They're going to get through that weak border you're talking about.
Thank you both.
Again, folks, that was Jay on with Sean Hannity and Juan Williams. Listen, folks, if you have not yet read Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is written, of course, by Jay and our Law of War team. You can find all of the information online at riseofisis.com. Included there is all the links at where you can buy it. You can buy the ebook version. Of course, it's also in your local bookstores, so you can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, or any of your local bookstores. If you want a paperback version, we encourage you to get your copy to Gay. Again, the website is riseofisis.com. The book is called Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. And folks, as we close the broadcast today, let's secure our borders. Let's not wait for proof that comes in the form of an attack. Let's stop these terrorists before they enter our country. Let's stop them at the border. Call now 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.